So if you'd like to move from not knowing to knowing what to do, I'd highly recommend that you have a listen to the poem, to the suggestion to take that challenge and that knowing out into nature, and to notice nature's patterns. Welcome to Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, where I use nature's landscapes as metaphors for your life, helping you to get back on track when you're stuck and don't know what to do. Whether that's when you're lost, lacking in focus, motivation or confidence, or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Send the situation you're grappling with on a coffee break as you explore one of nature's landscapes to gain insight and a different perspective you can apply to the situation later. Today's episode shares a poem entitled From Not Knowing to Knowing What to Do, which was written a couple of years ago to help explain what I do for people in terms of how I help people move from not knowing to knowing what to do. But the fact that it's not perhaps that conventional, that you might need to be open to sort of new ways of thinking. And so what I'm doing is taking this poem out into nature and sharing with you a little bit more about the Landscaping Your Life process, a little bit more about the poem, and therefore if you are struggling, and the poem's coming up next, so I suspect if the poem resonates, then I'd say listen to the rest of the episode. If the poem doesn't really quite reflect how you're feeling at the moment, I suspect another episode might be more appropriate. So let's have a listen to the from not knowing to knowing what to do, and we'll go from there. From not knowing to knowing what to do. I certainly didn't know what I didn't know. Even if I did know, I didn't know what to do. I knew I was stuck without options, at a dead end, or headed for it at least. That's the problem with not knowing. I got caught up in a never-ending cycle of stuckness, an absence of options. Every direction I looked simply reinforced the lack of choice I believed I had. I was stuck in a reality I neither wanted nor knew how to walk away from. A belief in the lack of options is hard to shift. More information can often be used to reinforce the correctness of that belief, circling around and around, falling further and further into a hole. Rut or up that creek. Stuck may not be the word you give to your predicament, and yet there's that absence of knowing what to do, keeping you where you no longer wish to be. How can you then discover potential solutions, find the answers you crave, explore the options and opportunities, uncover what's hidden from view, and with new eyes see the situation from different and alternate perspectives? The answer for me was in the unconventional, not just because I feel at home there, because it's our conventional eyes that are seeing the lack of options. Unconventional looking gives permission to act as if there's other ways to view the situation, to believe there's a solution, or even multiple solutions out there. Comfort zones may need expanding, new tools embraced too. Your logical mind will certainly require quietening and comforted with the promise that you will return after this adventure. Creative thinking will become a new friend, resulting in an expanded awareness of self, a connection with your inner wisdom, and a commitment to return. Will you join me? Help me help you to see the situations from a different perspective, to shift to knowing that you do know what to do, to get back on track, confidently taking steps along that previously unknown path. So let's explore the poem a little more, and for me to explain to you how nature can help take you on this journey. Because for me, nature is one of those unconventional tools, certainly using nature as a metaphor for our lives. Unconventional in this day and age, in this paradigm, this world in which we live, certainly not unconventional if we go back to our ancestors who used metaphor and story to convey all meaning. They'd sit round a fire at night and share learning through story. So it's only unconventional to our eyes and ears because we're not used to doing it. So let's take the poem into nature and see what insight we get. I certainly didn't know what I didn't know. Even if I did know, I didn't know what to do. Even if I was stuck without options at a dead end. And I think that's the clue. If you don't know what to do, go out into nature and find the landscape that best reflects that not knowing. It might be a dead end. It might be a dark forest. It might be before a corner, so you can't see round the corner. It might be that you're really, I suppose, lying on the ground, because it says without options. And certainly in my Paths and Destinations poem, it talks of getting to a higher vantage point. And I think that's what landscaping your life's about getting that higher vantage point to enable you to see all the options currently unseen. So the first stanza, I suppose, is inviting us to think about how do we describe our current stuckness? Is it that dead end? Or it could be that you're at a crossroads, or it could be that you can't see the wood for the trees, or any of the other sayings that I use in this podcast. And therefore, write that down. Write down the best way of describing how you're feeling, but using a metaphor, using an idiom. Describe it through nature. Describe it without all of the content attached to the situation, I suppose. That's the problem with not knowing. I got caught up in a never-ending cycle of stuckness. And I quite often say that that's why I use the tools I do, that sometimes logic isn't, or logical thinking isn't our best friend. That if we had all the information, if we could see the situation from a different perspective, and the perspective that would enable us to know what to do, we'd have already done it by now. And therefore, the tools and techniques in this podcast are normally when you've tried other things and that you're out of options and you're going, you know what, I'll give this perhaps strange and weird thing a chance and I'll give it a go. And so quite often you've already been circling around. It's that never-ending cycle of stuckness, the fact that it's a familiar feeling. Perhaps that's why you're able to so easily pick a landscape that reflects how you're feeling, because it's, well, I've been here before. I am in that rut. I am out on a limb, or I am treading water. It's like you're able to instantly tap into how you're feeling. An absence of options. Every direction I look simply reinforced the lack of choice I believed I had. I was stuck in a reality I neither wanted nor knew how to walk away from. And I think that's really easy to replicate in nature, isn't it? The fact that we can go and find a landscape where it looks like there's only one path. And just notice what you notice about the belief. Is that true? Is there only one path out? There might be only one hard path, but are there other paths? Might you be able to turn around? Because sometimes I think we underestimate the power of turning around and going back to where we are, but I think that's only one option. In a lot of landscaping life, I talk about there being 360 degrees worth of choice. And quite often when we've got a problem, we're only seeing perhaps 40% of those 360 degrees, or 40 degrees of those 360 degrees. It's the fact that we need to look behind us. We need to look to the left, to the right. And that's easier to do and embody when we go out into nature. It's as if by me saying, stand in that stuck, that place that reflects your current stuckness, sense the belief in the lack of options, and now look around. And by doing that, you'll see options and go, but if that's true for this landscape, and it'll be true for any landscape you stand in, that has to be also true for my situation. A belief in the lack of options is hard to shift. More information can often be used to reinforce the correctness of that belief. And that's what I'd say is happening thus far, that if you're going round in circles, you've tried to solve this problem, the information you've got, the logic you've got, the data about the situation proves to you that you're stuck. And therefore, doesn't matter how often you go round and round and unravel all of that data, you're still stuck. Or you know, think about the people who come and tell you, oh, I'm stuck, and then they'll tell you about the other person involved and tell you why they couldn't possibly get them to do anything different. And all they do is give you the evidence they've got to reinforce that current stuckness. And that's why nature helps, because we've sent that situation on a coffee break. We've put it to one side and we've said, right, let's use nature. Let's allow our inner wisdom to nudge us to notice the patterns that are going to be helpful later when we translate it into action in a real life situation. Circling round and round, falling further and further into a hole, rut, or up that creek. So again, it's being clear about the language. Do you feel like you're in a rut? Do you feel like you're in a hole? Is it a creek? Because the answers are going to be different. And I had somebody the other week who said they were at a crossroads, but actually they were really going round in circles. They hadn't yet got to the stage of making a decision. Crossroads are about making a decision. I don't know how to make the decision about left or right. They weren't there yet. They were still circling. They hadn't really come to terms with what their options were or what the criteria they were going to use to make those options. So being very clear when you're in a landscape and you're using nature. Is that right? Is it a rut or is it a hole? Because getting out of a rut may very well will be different than getting out of a hole. And the other thing is stuck may not be the word you give to your predicament. And yet there's an absence of knowing what to do, keeping you where you no longer wish to be. And that's the essence of everything, all of the tools in the Landscaping Your Life toolkit. It's the where are you? Where do you want to be? And there's a gap. And there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be. And all the tools help you either be clearer about where you are, clearer about where you want to be, or clearer about what it is that's stopping you moving from A to B, or have clarity about how to get from A to B. Or it might be bring in a C and realise I never really wanted to get to B in the first place. But we're doing it without bringing all the content, all the judgments, all the beliefs, if this has been going on for years, then it's as if with each passing month, the problem is harder to solve because all we do is find evidence to support our stuckness. And therefore, the process is about freeing our mind, really. Because there's an absence of knowing what to do, keeping us where we no longer wish to be. How then can you discover potential solutions? Absolutely. Find the answers you crave, explore the options and opportunities, uncover what's hidden from view and see the situation from different and alternate perspectives. And that's what the process is doing. You can't see all the solutions. Any of the tools and techniques in the Landscaping Your Life toolkit help you uncover the solutions. Or answers, or opportunities, or options, or whatever it is that you're searching for. And it's about the new eyes, seeing the situation from a different and alternate perspective. Because we can always, it's always easy, isn't it, to bring somebody else into a situation and they'll go, oh, it's really easy, because they're new eyes. They haven't got the history, they haven't got all of the angst that have gone before, all of the, oh my God, I've spent 10 years doing this, are you telling me that I need to give up on this? They haven't got that, so they can turn around and go, give up on this really easily. And that's what this process enables you to do. It enables you to, with new eyes, see the situation. And, you know, as I say in the poem, the answer for me was the unconventional. And it's, as I said earlier, it's not really that unconventional, but I think it is for this day and age, really. 21st century humanity isn't quite so good at going metaphorical. And it talks of, because it's our conventional eyes that are seeing the lack of option. Unconventional looking gives permission to act as if there are other ways to view the situation, to believe there's a solution or even multiple solutions out there. I mean, how cool is that? How cool is it to start with the premise there's alternate and beautiful and a gorgeous list of lots of options out there, I just need to find them. And that all the tools help you do that. But to do that, comfort zones may need expanding. New tools embrace too. Your logical mind will certainly require quietening and comforted with the promise that you'll return after this adventure, which is why in coaching sessions, I'll quite often say, you know, we're sending logical thinking on a coffee break, but we do need to comfort logical thinking with the, we'll come back. We're going to come back and you're going to be able to come up with an action plan later. We're not pushing logical thinking out of the picture as if we're sort of saying, oh, you're useless. It's just currently logical thinking hasn't got all the data to apply its wonderful prowess to. And what we're going to do is go and gather more data. The fact that, you know, when we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, in that podcast, I realised that, yeah, we might have 345 degrees of stuckness in that when we're between a rock and a hard place. But there's never no options. It's just that in that instance, we might only have 15 degrees of options. Comfort zones may need expanding, new tools embrace too. Logical mind will certainly require counting. Creative thinking will become a new friend. And I think that's what Landscaping Your Life's inviting you to do. Creative thinking, tapping into your inner wisdom, because resulted in an expanded awareness of self, a connection with your inner wisdom, and a commitment to return. Will you let me help you see the situations from a different perspective? To shift to knowing that you do know what to do to get back on track, competently taking steps along that previously unknown path. Now, once you've explored the landscape that represents your current situation and you've uncovered, you know, whether it's you've turned the corner, and in any of these, I'd certainly encourage you to look at any of the episodes that relate to turning a corner, light at the end of the tunnel, being at a crossroads, going around in circles, because there's more about each of those. But I think the last line of the poem, confidently taking steps along that previously unknown path. So go and find, even if you've not got insight thus far in the landscape you've been in, how might it be if you confidently walked along that unknown path, to take an unknown path and confidently walk along it, knowing that that confident walking is reflecting what's going to be happening very shortly in that situation that you've been grappling with. And that's one element of landscaping your life. It's the embodiment of how you're feeling in order to get in your body. It's like the legs move forward, the arms move forward, the brain moves forward, the heart moves forward, everything moves forward. And therefore, if you think you're stuck and you're moving forward, your brain goes, oh no, I'm not stuck because I am moving forward. And therefore it then, as I say, in my head, the metaphor is, it's as if it opens the doors in our brain to being able to see the situation from a different perspective, to uncover those things that are currently hidden from view. I'm not going to do it because I'm at the top of a cliff, but I'm sure if I was to lie down and look over the edge, there'd be things there that I can't see currently, and they may be in some situations, you know, certainly if I was a climber, I might see how to climb up the rock face. I can't climb, so I'm not going to do that, am I? So if you'd like to move from not knowing to knowing what to do, I'd highly recommend that you have a listen to the poem, to the suggestion to take that challenge and that knowing out into nature, and to notice nature's patterns to help you uncover new perspectives and to come up with a plan of action about what to do next. A little postscript, really, that if you'd like to understand a bit more about, well, how does this work, give us some examples, then in last week's episode 50, I gave some real examples of going out with somebody who was at a crossroads, somebody else was going round in circles, somebody couldn't see the wood for the trees, and the sorts of insights that they got from embodying how they were feeling out into nature. Obviously, a lot of the podcast episodes do that as well, but that's quite often just me asking questions and telling you what I'm sharing. Episode 50 shares with you a bit more about stories from other people who have gone on Landscaping Your Life walks. There is in the show notes a link to a post that tells you how to get the most out of the podcast, and what that also does is link you to an index of all of the episodes and gives you a bit more about each of them. So if that makes more sense for you to do that, then I'd encourage you to do that. So thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode of Landscaping Your Life with Alison Smith, do please remember to follow the podcast so you're notified about future episodes. Leaving a review would also be very much appreciated. So too, telling family and friends if you think it would also be helpful for them. You'll find more about the Landscaping Your Life process in my book, Can't See the Wood for the Trees, Landscaping Your Life to Get Back on Track, available from all online bookstockists, and by searching Landscaping Your Life on YouTube, Facebook and LinkedIn. Wishing you every success in using nature to landscape your life.